it together. I try to think about Shakespeare. Leave you. The Beatles on the Rolling Stones. I try to think about hairdos, tattoos, sushi bars and saxophones. I try to think about the talk show, new clothes. But I guess I should have known. I just can't concentrate. You're all I think about these days. You're all I think about these days.
We're here because you're here. Shopping locally and listening locally. On your radio, smartphone, computer, and tablet. Real Country, 1430 AM stereo. WRDN, Durand, Kellogg, Stockholm. And 107.3 FM. Translator, W297CH, Durand.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. An Air India plane on its way to London crashes in northwest India. The plane went down near the airport in the city of Ahmedabad. ABC's James Longman is at the foreign desk.
This looks like an enormous tragedy, likely one of the worst aviation disasters in Indian history. 242 passengers and crew were on board this Air India flight when it crashed in a huge explosion earlier this morning. You can see the plane in videos that are online slowly descending before briefly disappearing behind some buildings. And then moments later, you see a massive fireball erupting into the sky. Smoke from the site is visible from miles around. And right now, firefighters and rescue teams are at the scene. But the plane seems to have come down into some apartment buildings, so it's likely there will be casualties on the ground.
King Charles and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer are being kept updated on the crash. The Boeing 787 Dreamliner was headed to Gatwick Airport. This is ABC News. 9 years after 49 people were killed and dozens more wounded when a gunman opened fire inside the Pulse nightclub in Orlando, Florida, survivors and family members of those murdered were allowed back inside. When Donna White, Orlando Outreach Coordinator, says it was something they had asked for.
They've said very clearly, we want to see it for one last time before it's gone. We want to be in that sacred place one more time where our loved ones took their last breath. And it is part of the journey of grief. You know, no one does grief the same way.
The building will be bulldozed to make room for a permanent memorial. The Indiana Pacers are now one game ahead of the Oklahoma City Thunder. They came back last night to win Game 3. Game 4 will be played tomorrow night. Starbucks is testing out some new additions to its menu. They include a protein-packed cold foam and new pastries with a promise to get back to more fresh-baked food. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your RV, RV wins.
What, are you going to take the RV to the lake or clean out your closet?
RV wins!
Putting the dishes away or taking the RV camping?
RV wins!
Cleaning the fridge or taking a trip to the beach?
RV wins!
You might want to clean the fridge real quick because, you know, mold.
We clean out the fridge, then take the RV out.
With Progressive, you can bundle your RV with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings in your RV. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
This is the story of the one. As a lineman, he does whatever it takes to keep the power on in his community. And he wants a partner like Grainger who does the same. Grainger offers the professional-grade products he needs, from voltage detectors to harnesses to hard hats, plus fast, dependable delivery, so he can rise to every challenge. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Allen. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is keeping an eye on ice enforcement in Wisconsin as anti-ice protests continue in Los Angeles. In Green Bay this week, Evers says he supports sending back immigrants who commit serious crimes, but not those who are appropriately documented or are awaiting documentation. A woman who caused a fatal wrong-way crash in the Fox Valley last year faces negligent homicide charges. 78-year-old Rosalie Paulson had an initial court appearance Tuesday for the November 5th crash, which killed 27-year-old Austin LaVica Luring. The incident happened in Appleton. and you can play a part in protecting Wisconsin's seniors from scams. The Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection wants families to be aware of how scammers try to take advantage of older adults. You can keep seniors safe by being informed, plan ahead, stop and think, talk to others about possible scams, and report them.
When life starts to sound a little bit like this, that's when you know it may be time to change your tune. The Wisconsin Lottery has exciting games starting at just $1 to help make your day sound more like this.
Scratch off, scratch off.
Quick pick, quick pick.
Fast play, fast play. Jackpot, jackpot.
With so many chances to win all kinds of prizes and new games introduced all the time, including more than 80 new scratch games every year, you'll be saying,
Wisconsin Lottery, better than laundry. So many ways to play may add some fun to my day.
Right. Wisconsin Lottery has scratch games, lotto draw games, and fast play games starting at $1, with prizes ranging from small to jackpot. Available now at your favorite Wisconsin Lottery retailers.
The real deals come from Durand Fresh Market, and they can be found online. Download the Fresh Market Rewards app and sign up to have weekly deal alerts sent right to your phone. Find digital coupons and specials and earn reward points every time you shop at Durand Fresh Market. It's easy to use the app. Just add coupons and scan the app at the checkout. It's that easy. Visit the website at shopfreshmarkets.com for the latest weekly ad, extra national coupons, or to make product suggestions. Your hometown grocery store is Durand Fresh Market, downtown Durand, and online at shopfreshmarkets.com.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love, guaranteed to fit every time. eBay, things people love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Partly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Also, a little more of that smoky haze from those Canadian wildfires. Our high right around 74. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms, mid-50s. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms with a high in the low to mid-70s. If you want the best barbecue in town, get the sauce made from Grandpa's secret recipe. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, it's amazing. GrandpaBBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now, 56.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost, it's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your
I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted. When you came walking up to me with him, so I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you to see you smile.
Dallas packed suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her. She made leaving me look easy. I wish she'd made it look a little harder. I took her out of Texas when she was just a girl, but old Tennessee and me couldn't take Texas out of her. Oh, Dallas was in Tennessee. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me, and then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee. Everything we had behind her. Lord, I hope the gold band on her hand will serve as a reminder. And true love is a treasure, it's very seldom found. But you can't stay together, there's no common ground. If I could move Texas east, then she'd be here with me. Then nothing else would come between the two of us. If Dallas was in Tennessee, oh, if Dallas was in Tennessee. Dallas packed her suitcase, drove off in the brand new car I bought her.
We knew you'd catch something today. Great country music on Real Country 1430.
You're the kind of woman I've been dreaming of, but I never thought that I could ever say it good enough to win your love. You probably think I'm foolish, you'll probably tell me so. I'll open up my heart and then you're probably gonna tell me no. But here I go, I wanna give you all I got.
special. I never told her so. Every time I see you, I feel my heart begin to lose control. And all I know is that I'm feeling something I've never felt.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Black Hawk, and there you have it here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures in the 50s, areas of rain. That rain's going to stick around today and even into tomorrow as well. We have our ag weather forecast this hour. Also this hour, we'll have Riley Smith in our newsmaker segment. He's going to be chatting about a federal trade commissioner, a former federal trade commissioner, was in Iowa talking with Iowa farmers. We're going to find out what they were talking about with Riley here coming up in that newsmaker segment. Later on this morning, we continue our spotlight on the Peterson Family Dairy. They're the host of this week's Pierce County Dairy Breakfast. We'll continue our conversation here with the Peterson family here coming up 9 o'clock at about 9:10 here on WRDN. Coming up, we have today's Dairy Radio Now here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. Today, we're with Mike North of EverAg. Mike, welcome.
Good to join you, John. The biggest movers of late has been the cheese market. And if you've been watching it since March, when at that point we kind of bottomed out with block cheese at around $1.60 and barrel cheese bottoming out at that same time around $1.55, we've seen a couple big surges, a break that kind of closed out the month of April, followed by renewed gains through the month of May. And it's really provided a lot of support to this class 3 market specifically, but cheese markets averaging $1.87 right now between the block and the barrel. Mind you, the barrel by way of price doesn't quite mean as much anymore because of some of the adjustments in the new federal order reforms and the way that milk is priced. But nonetheless, cheese making a run back higher, definitely supporting that class 3 market. And alongside of that, a whey market that has renewed its strength. If you go back to that same time frame in March, we dropped to about 45 cents. We've been just grinding our way back higher, found our way back to 57 cents, which as you look at where we've come from late last year, we were just under 80 cents. So a little bit of room to go to catch up to where we were last fall, but making some moves back higher on that front as well.
And how do we relate worldwide in terms of our pricing, and does it help products move, or is the tariff situation impacting that?
Yeah, certainly as we move towards tariffs, that did dampen some of that outlook for price and certainly brought that market down a bit. But as you compare cheddar cheese as traded in global dairy trade last week was at $2.16. And while we're here at $1.87 average, we are competitive. Now, we also noted that as we got close to $2, which we were near just a week and a half ago, ultimately that market was not competitive. So markets have softened some. Coming back into this mid to upper 180 range allows us to compete and do so very well. You know, on butter, really seeing a surge in butter prices moving from about 230 up into this 255 zone, settled back off here a little bit, but nonetheless making a pretty big stride higher. And that comes as we are more than a dollar under the world market and very competitive in that space, to the point that we see the U.S. as a pretty big contributor to the world butter market this year, when on most years we are net importers. Hardly ever would we call ourselves an exporter of butter.
And let's talk a little bit about the feed grains.
Yeah, so corn over the course of the last 24 hours has dropped off precipitously, testing some old support that we've established on this December contract at 435, trading 438. Soybean market has held along in this 1030 range. Meanwhile, soybean meal kind of hanging right around $300 a ton as we look forward on the forward curve out through fall. Looking at that over a 20-year horizon, you're going to find that that's super low relative to history. Generally, you get down to about 280 to $300, and that defines the bottom of the market going back for 20 years. And so pretty good pricing for dairymen as they look at that protein space right now, at least on the soybean meal market. You know, as we talk about the road ahead, big report coming out at the end of the month. We're going to take another look at acreage. We, of course, got the prospective plantings report in March, but the end of June is when they confirmed if we actually planted everything that we prospectively might plant. And that will kind of seal that conversation. And then it's just a weather story all the way into harvest as to whether or not that yield number that they put forward can be met as well.
Mike North of EverAg, give us your web address again.
EVER.AG. That's www.ever.ag.
Thanks for being with us, Mike North of EverAg.
Thanks for having me, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code MAP to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code MAP for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She grew up around here on that southwest side where the corn grows up to the roadside. Went to high school here, got that Panther pride. She'll be cheering them on every Friday night. Baseball cap couldn't help but shine with a heart like that. New York call when she turned 21, but she never forgot where she came from. I need a pretty little homegrown hometown girl.
tide. She can rise and shine, and she can hang all night. Salt of the earth. When she gives her love, she knows what it's worth. There's a lot of pretty girls out there to me, but there's nothing like the one right across the street. I need a pretty
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Brooks and Dunn and Honky Tonk Truth here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, 55 in downtown Durand. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Let's take a look at markets from overnight and yesterday. Early this morning in the milk markets, only the July contract is traded. It's down 7 at 1818, August at 1882, September 1910, October at 1916. Cheese markets yesterday were lower. Barrels down a half to 185.5. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 186. 5 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 2.5 to 253. 35 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk steady at 126.5. No trades. Dry whey down 3/4 to 56.5. 3 trades on the day. Cattle futures are called higher. Hogs also called higher. Now, cattle futures took a breather yesterday as traders waited to see if cash activity would mirror the limited trade that took place on Tuesday. Fundamentals, though, do remain supportive, and consumers want beef and continue to purchase it at higher prices. Packers have slowed processing to improve their margins and back up cattle in the country, but that hasn't been accomplished. Feedlots are holding out for higher prices once again and have no concern over heavier cattle. The WASDE report will be released on Thursday. Hog futures also held on to gains yesterday and closed at new contract highs in most months. Packers did remain aggressive on Wednesday. That could help to support the markets once again today. And, of course, we have that WASDE report coming out. June live cattle opened the day at 227.82, August 218.02, October 215.02. August feeder cattle open at 311.07, September 310.80, October 308.85, June hogs open at 103.37, July 108.85, August at 110.20. Meanwhile, grain markets today, corn markets are relatively flat to slightly higher. Soybeans are relatively flat to slightly lower. Wheat also relatively flat. All of this positioning ahead of the WASDE report that will be released later today. July corn up 3/4 to 437.75. September and new crop up 1.5. September at 426.75. December 441.25. July beans down 3.5 to 1047. August down 1.75 to 1043.75. September up 1/4 to 1021.5. November down 1/4 to 1028.5. July soybean meal up 230 to 296.50. July soybean oil though down 23 cents to 47.79. Chicago wheat, July and September both up 1/4. July at 534.5. September 549.25. Minneapolis wheat, July up 7.5 to 624.75. September up 8 to 635.25. Energy markets this morning are lower. July crude oil down $1.28 to 66.87. August down $1.24 to 65.66. Meanwhile, July and August gas both down 4 cents, July at 212, August at 211. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Local markets on Wednesday from Elsevia Durand, cash corn 390, July 392, new crop 380, cash beans 971, July 976, new crop 939. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash and July corn 399, August 405.25, new crop 389.75. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 414, August 410, new crop 393. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 387, new crop 389, cash beans 980, new crop 954. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 393, new crop 390, cash beans 965, new crop 944. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 411, July 413, August 405, new crop at 4 even. Cash beans at 1017, July 1019, August 1002, new crop 971. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash, July, and new crop corn all at 385. Cash and July beans, 983. New crop, 962. Cattle markets from Equity. Beef fed cattle, 223 to 243. Holstein fed cattle, 188 to 216. Market cows, 111 to 153. Bulls, 154 to 205. Calves, 700 to 1590. Beef steers, 235 to 760. Holstein steers, 182 to 590. Sheep markets, light lambs rather, 210 and down. Ewes, 140 and down. Rams, 90 and down. Goat markets, does, 210 and down. And bucks, 125 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs at 110 to 236. Fed lambs, 210 to 218. Ewes, 85 to 115. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney or if I look like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare without me being an attorney. And I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call, and you will not talk to an attorney. And I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free information kit. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090. 800-714-9090.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
He was working through college on my grandpa's farm. I was thirsting for knowledge, and he had a car. Yeah, I was caught somewhere between a woman and a child. One restless summer, we found love growing wild. Biggest fear was September, when he had to go. A few cards and letters and one long distance call. We drifted away like the leaves in the fall.
Oh,
love me. I believed every single word you said. Then you showed me that you didn't mean it. That you love somebody else instead.
Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
You're like the warm sunshine. I think of you all the time. I've fallen for you. And that's a fact. What do you say to that? You're always in my dreams. I think you know what they mean. My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say? Love. think of you all the time. I've fallen for you, and that's a fact. What do you say to that? My heart knows this is real at last. What do you say to that?
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. A former Federal Trade Commissioner made an appearance at an Iowa family farm. Riley Smith has more.
Federal Trade Commissioner Alvaro Bedoya met with the Iowa Farmers Union members on the Griffume family farm just north of Ankeny. This is one of many stops Bedoya has made as he continues his lawsuit against the Trump administration, which fired him without due cause in March. Bedoya specifically made it a point to return to Iowa and touch on topics that he heard about in similar meetings he had with farmers 3 years prior. Diminishing business locations and a lack of right to repair provisions were among the top issues that farmers in attendance brought to Bedoya's attention.
There used to be, you know, a couple different places to process your cattle. And now, you know, maybe there are two if you're lucky, but often there was one. And then during COVID, those would be shut down and you have to put down a whole, you know, warehouse full of cattle. I remember we met a gentleman who talked about how there used to be a dozen vendors to buy seeds from, and now there were two. We talked about right to repair and how, you know, you can't repair the tractor that you own, this multi-hundred-thousand-dollar piece of equipment. You got to take it down to the dealership where, of course, it costs so much more. We talked about how I used to see, you know, 40 cents on every dollar at the grocery store, and now it's like, what, 15 cents, 20 cents, something like that.
Farmers in attendance gave their personal experiences with the issues in rural America. In a particularly poignant account, Sean Dengler from Tama County said that monopolization across the ag machinery sector led him to give up on farming and end the five-year generation Dengler farming tradition. Dengler had to make the difficult decision after waiting several days for repairs to be made to his combine while his soybeans continued to dry up. Bedoya highlighted some of the work they have done already to hopefully make it to where these things don't need to happen. He said his team has sued several large ag businesses for unfair practices.
We brought a case against John Deere. One of the last things we did was to bring a case against John Deere saying, you cannot do this. People own their tractors. They have a right to be able to fix them. We blocked Kroger and Albertsons. We blocked that merger successfully. In many towns across the country, it would have taken the biggest grocery store in town and merged it with the next biggest grocery store in town. No surprise what's going to happen when that happens, right? Prices go up, wages go down, and you got another power buyer or an even more powerful power buyer that sets the terms of sets the prices for buying.
Bedoya added that they revived the Robinson-Patman Act, also known as the Anti-Price Discrimination Act, which aims to level the playing field for smaller businesses by preventing larger firms from using their purchasing power to gain unfair advantages.
We also revived a little known law called the Robinson-Patman Act. And so I'm sure a lot of you have had the experience where growing up you had an independent grocery, you had an independent pharmacy, and now all those groceries and pharmacies are closing, being replaced by chains, or they're not being replaced at all. Now, there's a lot of different things at play that caused that. One of those things was the fact that there was this law called the Robinson-Patman Act that fell into disfavor with the kind of Reagan Revolution in the 1980s, where there was this big emphasis on efficiency and this idea that the law requires you to provide a level playing field for those small retailers. That fell out of fashion. It fell out of favor. And so we revived that law. We brought a lawsuit against Southern Glazer's, which is the biggest liquor distributor in the country. And we brought a case against Pepsi, which was this key supplier. And we alleged that they treated this one big power buyer, this one big box store, in a way they didn't treat the others. And unfortunately, that case was just withdrawn by the new majority.
That again was Federal Trade Commissioner Alvaro Bedoya. For more information, visit iowafarmersunion.org. I'm Riley Smith reporting.
Thanks, Riley. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Corteva Agriscience has launched a pioneer-specific biologicals offering called Nexta. Yield potential is highest before the seed goes into the ground, and Nexta solutions protect and preserve this yield potential season-long with the start-grow-finish approach. Using Nexta solutions, farmers can stress less and yield more. Learn more about how Nexta solutions can increase your crop yield. Call Bauer Seeds and Service, your pioneer dealer serving Durand. Visit them online at BauerSeedsAndService.com.
Multiple rounds of rain and thunderstorms will develop and continue through Friday in our ag weather forecast. Periods of heavy rain are likely, especially later tonight and into Friday morning. Anywhere from 1 to 2 inches of rain is expected. Some areas could even see up to 4 inches of rain. Temperatures will remain below normal through Saturday. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A 70% chance of showers and storms. We'll also have areas of smoke throughout the day. High 70 to 75. Relative humidity is at 56 to 61%. East winds at 6 to 11. Anywhere from a tenth to two-tenths of an inch of precipitation possible. We could still see 5 hours of sunshine, however. Mostly cloudy tonight with a 90% chance of showers and storm, and along with areas of smoke. Lows 51 to 56, relative humidities at 90 to 95%. East winds at 8 to 13, anywhere from a half inch to three-quarters of an inch of rain possible. For Friday, mostly cloudy. We'll have a 90% chance of showers and storms. Highs at 68 to 73, relative humidities at 64 to 69%. East winds at 7 to 12, anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of rain possible. For Saturday, mostly cloudy, a slight chance of rain, and a high 65 to 70. Sunday, partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 75 to 80.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Your pond can be a miserable place to hang out if the mosquitoes have taken over. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Having a bite-free experience depends on good pond management as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Being attacked by swarms of mosquitoes. I use bug spray, but the skeeters always seem to find the one spot that I miss. A nasty bug problem can rob anyone of the enjoyment they want out of their pond, and there is always the concern of West Nile virus and other mosquito-borne diseases. Jonathan Ferris is an extension educator at Purdue University. He says there is a solution. A pond that is in balance and well-managed rarely has a mosquito problem.
It's the ponds that are shallow and they're stagnant and it's a very warm water and it's covered with moss and algae and that kind of stuff. Mosquitoes can be a problem in a pond like that. But in a well-balanced pond where you've got a healthy population of fish, you don't have an overload of aquatic vegetation, you've got some wave action across the pond, they're generally not a problem because natural predators take their toll on them and just the wave action across the pond generally causes them to suffocate.
You can add an aeration system to create the surface wave action. Minimize nutrients going into the pond and you'll have less algae and moss. Bluegill and largemouth bass feed heavily on mosquitoes.
Ferris says there's a lot of interest in a specific aquatic predator called mosquito fish, but he stresses that this fish is not a cure-all.
There's a lot of minnows, as well as amphibians and birds and bats, a lot of things that will feed on mosquito larvae. So that fish is just not the savior, if you will.
If you're doing all you can but still have a mosquito problem, look around your property for standing water. Old tires, gutters, even small puddles and livestock hoof prints can be an insect nursery. All it takes is a few days for the buggers to breed and hatch larvae. Find more mosquito prevention tips for pond owners at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Go Elmwood Plum City Wolves. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Meet me down at the railroad tracks. I got Tom Petty playing in my Silverado and I've iced down a six-pack. Uh-huh. Hey, Daisy, don't you worry about your mama. Like 007, we can keep it covert. Undercover on the ground by the water. Gonna get a little peace on Earth. I say, baby, what you say? A pig and wildflowers. Hey, baby, Mother Nature is waiting and love's blooming like a cherry tree. Let's buzz around, maybe do some pollinating. Yeah, dive in like honeybees. Baby, what you say?